Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
It's Mike Shope.
Hey, put a little. I never get this line out the first time. It's not even good. Hey, put a little bit more in there, cowboy.
And the bulldog.
What's your degree in?
Kicking ass and taking names.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
How do you feel about this? Only two captains for the Bills. Do you think, as we talked about with Sal, how they've done this is a direct statement about Allen's leadership, or I don't want to say lack thereof, but whatever form of leadership it was versus what they might want it to be now with no Diggs and several other veterans, or just in general. There's that. There's the game on Sunday. There's Jamar Chase we were talking about holding out and whether that's a good idea. There's birdie baths. Yesterday at this near this time, Ross Tucker dropped the phrase birdie bath on us, taking a quote shower.
In the sink at the airport.
At the airport right. To get to a pig roast on time. I mean, Ross, go home. Come on, stop at the club or something. Birdie bath.
Yeah.
803-0550. Fantasy stuff, too, is flying around. Bulldog just had his second draft. Here's Jimmy with us. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, before I forget, I just want to mention one thing. Slow Horses, Bulldog.
Yeah, man.
Binge watch the first 3 seasons, and season 4, you probably know, drops tonight.
I just saw it today. We talked to our buddy Trista Crick, who's a big fan of that show, and she asked us about what we're watching, and I did not know at the time that was coming back so quick. It's only like 8 months after season 3 just ended. I love that.
Yeah, tonight's the big season 4.
But great anyway, show.
What I was calling about, I think what Bills fans are going to be watching for is Keon Coleman to see if he gets separation. I mean, the big knock and him was by draft experts and guys like Joe Marino. I mean, he's not the fastest guy in the world, but he is a really good receiver with good hands. He has a good catch radius. I mean, these are all things that scouts have said about him. So I think a lot of people are going to be watching to see if he does beat his man, if he can get a few receptions, and how many targets he gets. I think the other thing is a lot of people are going to be looking to see what Diggs' stats are in the first few games. And also Xavier Worthy, who we traded away our draft pick to the Chiefs. I mean, I wouldn't have even answered the phone. But, I mean, what do I know? I mean, they figured they would have got Worthy anyway. And the other thing I was wondering, what's the over and under on Davante Adams? When he'll be complaining about not getting the ball with these two quarterbacks, Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell? I'm just wondering, is it going to be? I'm thinking 3 games. He's going to be bellyaching that he's not getting the ball, and maybe that's a guy, I don't know how old he is, but he's got to be close to 30.
He's 31, and he's got a huge contract. But, yeah, I joked yesterday that the Raiders game, they play the Chargers, right, yep. Week one, will have a countdown clock in the corner for Raiders fans, countdown to trading Devontae Adams. Which, if it happens, probably would not happen until later. You know, we get past the deadline is a little later this week, this year than it has been. But, on Coleman, I think absolutely. We talked about this earlier. Not only is it targets and just opportunity snaps, but like Mike was saying when we talked about this early in the show, in the red zone, what are they doing with him? Like, how much do they trust him? What are they asking him to do? Is it just, end zone fades and going to try that? I mean, I expect that to be a part of what they do with him because he does have that on his resume. He should be good at that. Contested catches, his size, good hands. But there's a lot more to it that he's going to have to demonstrate he can do to me to validate the draft pick. And so, a lot of attention. We're talking about receiver for months on end, and here's the first opportunity to see him do it in a real game. I did not like the play in Pittsburgh. I mean, it wasn't the worst thing I've ever seen, but that's a ball that if when these games count, he has that opportunity. I don't want to hear about how it wasn't perfect. Like, you had a chance to get both your hands on the ball, and you didn't catch it. Stop talking to me. This is the pros. Make the catch. So good hands. I want to see some evidence of that. I noticed throughout the summer, lots of video that the Bills themselves put out to highlight his spectacular catches. A number of them were not clean. Like, they were like double clutched bobble type things. And for a guy who doesn't have a reputation for being able to separate, I'm expecting there to be traffic around when the ball does come to him. I'm going to need him to just clamp down on that sucker. I can't have, bobbles. That's going to be Jalen Ramsey is on your ass in week two. When you do that, that could be a pick or at work, at best an incompletion. So let's see some evidence of the good, strong hands.
Will it be fair if we want to do it to compare Coleman directly to Worthy, like right away?
What would be unfair about it?
I'm asking myself that. Mahomes, but Allen, there's obviously room in the Bills passing game for somebody. And that's true in Kansas City. It's less true, but it's still pretty true. I mean, their story last year, of course, was no good receivers until Rice emerged. But there is Rice and there is Kelsey. So, Baltimore might be a better opponent in week one. Like the caller said something we've said 100 times. Like it's going to be tempting to do that if it goes badly here. If it doesn't go badly here, I don't even mean just Coleman. Like if they win and Coleman plays a small role, we can't complain too much. But if they lose and he does, and Worthy is a story as a rookie, that'll get hot.
I think it'll definitely get hot, and I think it should get hot. Because I'm asking myself the same question I asked you when you stated that. Like, okay, what is unfair about it? The Bills, I think, stop me if this is unfair. They demonstrated that they preferred Keon Coleman to Xavier Worthy. Did they not?
I think you have to couch that a little. Or I would couch that a little. Maybe okay. You don't think that you have to. We don't know that the Bills knew the Chiefs were taking Worthy. They might even have thought the Chiefs were taking someone else, but I think that probably would be out. That teams don't fool around to that extent, I think. And not that they preferred Coleman, but they at least preferred Coleman at cost, where you were getting the third round pick, in the trade, and maybe you were expecting to do something else, 32 even, but then on Friday. So I think it's a little bit more nuanced than just they had him ranked higher, but what are the odds they had him ranked higher? Probably good. That's why they were able to,
I would
that's
say
why
so.
They decided to do it.
Right. If they liked Worthy more than him, I don't know. You'd have to know. I mean, there's a lot that we won't know. That's right. So, fine. I'll agree to couch, and then the next time we talk about it, completely forget about it, okay? Because it's sports. I'm not going to try too hard. They left a spot let their biggest rival come up to their spot, had reason to suspect they were shopping for the same in the same aisle anyway.
Yes, definitely.
And so they helped them do that. And so whoever they would have picked, just turned out for me anyway, Worthy was my favorite idea for the Bills in the first round. And so they got out. So I guess maybe I'm a little extra hot about it, but they made their choice and they will be judged by that. That's it. It's not that hard. You didn't want this guy, or at least there's some evidence that supports that you didn't want this guy. You chose this guy instead. You liked his skill set better. Maybe you thought Worthy was too small. It wouldn't hold up, whatever. And maybe you'll be right. We'll see. I mean, I haven't played a game yet. But if Worthy outperforms Keon Coleman by, an amount worth mentioning, it's going to get mentioned. It just is.
He's tomorrow night, by the way.
Right.
We can have an update on this on Friday. Worthy.
I hope we don't.
I think that's going to go well.
Yeah.
Marquise Brown right now. Baltimore is tough. I don't know what they get in the first game. I was looking at underdog pick'ems, and Worthy is 3.5 catches and maybe 35 yards. I'm not sure the yards are right. It's not huge.
Right.
But neither is Rice or Kelsey. It's like 5.5 and 60 thereabouts for over-unders. That's not really uncommon. Yeah, if the Bills win, then everything's fine. I don't mean just Sunday.
Right, just in general. Right.
It's a long-term play, besides, for both teams.
That's right. If the Bills even had concerns about Worthy, maybe they just had him slotted somewhere in the middle of the second round, and so they just weren't going to take him at 28 no matter what, and so that's that. And might have liked him just fine, but if they were concerned about his durability, because that's the thing everybody was talking about. I mean, he's a slight small build guy. He's not even like Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill is more squatty and thick and super fast. Worthy is slight framed and fast, but you can be a little scared of that. And he could smash here September and October, and it all goes out the window in November. I mean, he could get hurt at any time, is all I'm saying. So it won't be proof that the Bills blew it if he has a good start to the season. It is a long game. That's right. And Coleman may take more ramping up.
I think the point is that over the years, they both probably should be successful based on draft capital and landing spot. I'm not changing course and telling you that I can predict, rookies, because really nobody can. But with where those two players were drafted and when, what they were as prospects, you'd want for them both to have good careers, like to be important on their teams. And Coleman and the Bills, and it was a later pick by, what, 6 picks? 3 receivers, as it happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little bit of a tougher bet. In my mind, this is subjective. It's a tougher bet than Worthy and the Chiefs. Maybe most people would say that, because it's the Chiefs. And, mm-hmm. Reed and everything that they sort of have ready-made for somebody like that to fit in, speed. But what it all amounts to is the pressure that's on the Bills with Coleman, on Coleman himself. This is tough for the kid. His first game in the NFL, he catches 3 passes, but Xavier Worthy did a thing. WGR is like, hey, what are we doing here?
Yeah, great job, Bills.
That's kind of how that goes. So in certain contexts, like, Coleman really needs to work. And this organization, too, with receivers, yes, the Diggs trade. I mean, veterans is one thing, but the way they have, relatively speaking, passed on that position, young talent at that position, I think that's fair to say, really makes it all the more key that he just, be good eventually, if not soon. But I don't know what the odds are that it happens soon.
I don't know either.
It hasn't sounded great like that.
And I've said this a few times throughout the summer, And I'm not really dinging anyone for this, certainly not Coleman or the football department, but the organization, I think, has so prominently featured Coleman, whether it was in an effort to get us all over Diggs or whatever, but and his personality. I mean, he's not embarrassing himself at all in any way in this stuff. Like, he's scored really highly, I think, in my view anyway. You know, just the personality, the quick mind, like the quips. He's a funny, engaging kid. But by pushing him out there the way they did, I just think expectations. I know how we sound, but I don't know that the average Bills fan isn't just expecting him to be great right out of the wrapper, because they're treating him like someone who should matter.
I don't think the fans feel that way, that optimistic about him. Of course, some. But I've had enough conversations off the air and on with people. Like, here's this caller who's just like, man, I hope so. He brings up Worthy before we do.
Yeah.
He brings up Diggs. Like, Coleman is the player, and I guess Samuel in a way, but Coleman is the player that is basically at the top of the list for who is replacing them.
Yeah, you gotta make, he's the one who's got to make it all right. Yeah, I think, to an extent. I mean, it's not all on him, but like, he's, yeah, I don't feel like I feel like Samuel is like a guy and Coleman is a dude.
The guy?
Yeah. I think he's a dude.
Do you know where dude comes from? 1800s.
The Big Lebowski?
1800s. It was a word used to describe men who were overly fashion conscious.
All right.
Oh, you're such a dude.
That tracks.
You really seem to care about your shirt and your hat and your top coat and your cufflinks.
Say something about suspenders.
And
now.
your
suspenders,
breeches. I don't know. Is that a thing? Yeah, that's what dude. That's where dude was originated.
You want breeches there?
Breeches. What are breeches? When you don't go to work. When you're Jamar Chase.
Breeches are breeches mispronounced.
That's the alternate definition. In Scrabble, that would not fly.
No.
No, you just actually, you don't need to know the definition in Scrabble. Doesn't matter. You don't have to know that at all. You just have to be right that it's an actual word.
Yeah.
What it means, they'll ask you sometimes, oh, what's that mean? Well, I'm not telling you. Look it up.
I don't have to tell
Challenge
you.
Me if you want.
It's in the dictionary.
I don't have to tell you. You are under no obligation. You shouldn't.
You have a phone? Look it up.
No, you have to officially challenge the word.
Oh, I see.
And then if it is a word, you get to keep your turn.
Okay.
So you would never want to give that up.
I didn't play a lot of Scrabble. It shows.
Phil is with us on WGR. Hello, Phil.
At a moment like now.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
Mike and Bulldog. Hey, is anybody at all concerned about the Bills looking past this game because it's non-conference? Dolphins are a few days beyond that. It's a in-division rivalry. I'm really kind of worried about that. The only thing that helps me here is that it's the opener. The opener is, you know, mm-hmm. such a big deal as far as a player's psyche goes. But if it was in the middle of the season, I'd be concerned about overlooking an NFC team like the Cardinals. I'd be really concerned about that. And I don't know if anybody else is, but I don't hear it at all anywhere that anybody's concerned about.
I think you answered your own query here, I think, in my opinion anyway, by saying it's the opener. You know, people do worry about this from time to time, trap game, right? It's in between Kansas City and Philadelphia or something or whatever. That's not even exactly right. Last year there was a bye in between Kansas City and Philadelphia last year, if I remember right. It was Philly, then Kansas City. It's the opener. So to me, whoever you're playing, you're just, you know, they may be rusty because they got a lot of new pieces and, you know, different people in important places calling plays on both sides of the ball. So it might not be well oiled. They may look sleepy, but I wouldn't guess at all that they would be.
One, I don't think it ever happens. And two, you know what? The Bills don't look ahead to the Dolphins. The Dolphins are you know, permitted to look ahead to the Bills. The Dolphins can't get home because of the Bills' existence in recent years. It would be the game on their schedule, I think. Week 2. It's Thursday night. I think that's the game, at least, you know, before you get too far into the season. This is it.
We've lost to them in the playoffs. We lost our it was our 3-game lead with 5 left. They come in and take it. I mean, we don't really have any reason to exist if we can't get past Buffalo. The Dolphins have my permission to look past Jacksonville to arguably the most important game they'll have all year. Don't lose again at home to the Bills and get behind and have everybody talking about you again already like you're just, you know, second rate. There's no reason for the Bills to look ahead to Miami. Just none. I think if the Bills were to lose to Arizona, it would they're not going to be going onto the field thinking about Miami. But if they were...
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
If they lose the game, there's a moment where each player sits down at his locker and processing it and then go, oh my God, we're on the plane in 3 days.
Right.
We're playing again on Thursday. Like, that would hurt. So I think you have that. The players know that. Although Allen might tell you at the press conference he doesn't know who they're playing in week 2. He's done that many times. I don't even know who we play next.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really look at that stuff. No, they're not looking ahead. But the Dolphins, you know, maybe the Dolphins would. They're home to Jacksonville. It is opening day. I don't think teams ever do that. I'm sort of kidding. I mean, just these guys are way above that. I know there are times when it's the NFL, right? Don't we also always say, like, how unpredictable and random it is? But not when a team loses to a bad team when they play a good team next. That's when it's not random. That's when they weren't focused or something like that. Nonsense. You don't hear me saying it because I just don't believe in it. 803-0550. Thanks for the call. Phil, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog on WGR.
Each game that you're in, again, I think you find yourself in a different spot. So it's always figuring out on the fly. You know, whether it's the defense comes out and is doing something completely different than we thought, which happens quite a bit against us. You know, I feel like everybody gives us their best shot and changes things up against us. So I wouldn't say it's completely new to us.
Josh Allen, he's on the level above the leadership council. And today I learned he's friends with Christian Kirk. I guess there's Instagram pictures of them playing golf and hanging out with Kyle Allen and Sam Darnold. Like, this is the...
Yeah, from 22, somebody sent me a picture of them in Mexico together. All those people you just mentioned.
The gang.
Yeah.
So Allen was at Christian Kirk's wedding, apparently, and spent some time talking to Kyler Murray. Allen said it was about golf, mostly. Just wondering if he was into golf. If I'm sort of put with somebody that I'm supposed to, like I go to one of these media events or something, and, you know, what do you talk? You don't really know them at all. You might just sort of, to make conversation, bring up something about yourself that maybe, do you have any fantasy teams? You know, something like that. Right. How many fantasy teams do you have?
Do you collect guitars? Do you play golf? That's something that I would do now, I guess, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be great if Allen instead was like, do you ever think about how cool it would be to be like 6 inches taller?
Ooh. Well, that would just be awful. That Murray would be like, the Bills would be sure to lose.
Murray would be like, bro, what? And then Allen just stays with it. Do you ever think about, no, you listen. You ever, I'll stop.
I'll tell you what, I don't think about that.
I definitely don't think about what it'd be like to be 6 inches taller, because I'm already, that would make me like 7'1".
I have not spent any time in my life regretting that I'm not taller.
You shouldn't.
I'm 5'11". It's always been enough for me.
It's fine. Yeah.
I don't know if I could see over the line, but I don't need to see over the line.
Right. In your chosen profession, your chosen field, you're fine.
Exactly.
Not being able to see over the line. And me, having the benefit of being able to see over the line, what exactly does that do for me? Nothing. I'll tell you, that's what it does. It makes it harder to find clothes. and footwear. If your feet are commensurate with being 6'5", which mine are, we're a size 14. This is something regular sized people don't maybe even realize, because you would never look for 14 at a shoe store. But like, I was at one of the sporting goods stores. I had to get some golf equipment, golf gloves, new towel, whatever. I went shopping. I'm like, oh, let's just look at the shoes. I don't even know why I did that. Like, because I immediately just look, I go to the bottom of the shelf and like, all right, any 14s? No, 13, 13, 12. Really, only a couple of 13s. Like, I'm discriminated against as a large-footed person. I don't have all the options that normal-sized people have.
Seems right. I believe
stuff.
You.
I got to trust online. I got to go like pumagolf.com. It's Google extra width, and what do you got for me? Oh, 14, 15 even. Puma, love them.
At least that's doable now.
Yeah, it is.
Your dad didn't have that luxury.
That's right. It does help.
I'm looking at the CBS map. Here's another one. First, it's the first map of the season. The CBS broadcast
I saw it
map.
Earlier. I had one question.
It's all over the place.
It is. It's a bit of an erratic week one, I would say.
Our game is on in most of New York State, Northwest Pennsylvania, Washington area, Arizona, and Oklahoma.
I missed Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, right in the middle.
Because I was wondering where Wyoming was. What happened to Wyoming? Usually the Bills game gets a little pocket of Wyoming.
The vast,
like, usually, often enough, I've noticed it.
The vast majority of the Western United States gets Denver, Seattle. Including all of Wyoming.
But that's not a 1 o'clock game, though.
No, that's right. This is a CBS single weekend.
Right.
Where Fox would have the two games. Dallas-Cleveland is the second game that everybody will get, I assume. And I don't know about the first game. I haven't seen the Fox map yet.
Right. So maybe if it were a doubleheader weekend for CBS, the Bills game would get Wyoming, and then they would get a second game, this game at 4:25.
I don't know that Wyoming is still in the conversation.
They're still doing it?
If Wyoming still has a Bills locket. I'm not sure Wyoming still carries a Bills locket.
Right. Well, we'll have to keep us updated on this as the season unfolds.
The let's see. What games are this? This is Fox? I can't even tell what that is. I love these maps, though. If I can read them, they're even better. Okay, here are the Fox games. And I'm not sure this is exactly going to be correct, but looks like we're Pittsburgh-Atlanta at one.
At one?
Which I think is the right choice.
That's fine. There's enough curiosity there.
Pittsburgh-Atlanta is... Most of New York State is Minnesota Giants. So how does it work anymore? Does Fox locally have the choice if they want to carry the Giants? It'd be against the Bills anyway.
Right. It's not really going to matter to me anyway.
But, I like Pittsburgh, Atlanta.
Yeah.
You have Tennessee, Chicago, the first game for Caleb Williams.
That's very interesting.
Which is most of the upper Midwest. Tennessee, of course, they're playing. And Carolina, New Orleans is the other one. That's in the Carolinas and New Orleanses.
Guam.
I don't see anything about Guam.
It's the number one game in Guam.
Guam is carrying reruns. Tomorrow night is Chiefs-Ravens on NBC. Friday is Packers-Eagles on Peacock. Is it an outrage that there's an NFL game in Brazil this week?
Yes.
It is kind of, right?
Yes.
I mean, we know it's all about money. But there are times when that's sort of less obvious. And here we're talking about the players, like, being told not to leave the hotel because it's so crime-ridden.
Don't wear green.
And there's two green teams
Yeah.
But they're not supposed to wear green.
Philadelphia.
Great plan.
Philadelphia isn't wearing any green.
I know.
Have you seen their uniform
white
combo?
And black.
Yeah, they got the black. Yeah. So the Green Bay, though, I mean, what are you supposed to do there?
All yellow?
It's going to be some green, I think, probably. At least their helmets will be green. Philly's even going with black.
No, the helmets are yellow.
Oh, that's right. The logo has green in it. Yeah.
What a great idea. Yeah. Let's pick a country where we're just going to push this. The NFL is always pushing international stuff. Let's push it even further. Let's go to a country where you can't go outside because it's too awful crime-wise. And let's make sure we pick two teams that like sort of are in gang colors.
All right.
They just didn't know that.
Solid
right?
plan. Break. Good. Let's
they
go.
Just didn't know
On
that.
Two.
And yep. there's no Twitter in Brazil, by the way.
I just saw that.
So, you know, that doesn't affect me, except if I want to know, how does Christian Watson look in warmups? Who tells me? How do I find out? How do I find out field conditions? How do I find out weather? How do I find out anything that I might want to act on, betting, fantasy, if nobody in the country can tweet? Do I have that right?
I didn't read the story. I just saw a headline, you know, proclaiming that X is unavailable. I don't know how far reaching that is or what, but yeah, I don't know. You got to be watching the 6 hours of pregame coverage that is surely going to be airing on Peacock, and maybe Melissa Stark. I don't know if she even works at NBC anymore. Whoever, somebody on the field will tell you how Christian Watson looks in warmups. You got to watch. It's all about Peacock, Mike.
I guess, but that can't be.
I'm kidding.
What else is even on Peacock?
Totally kidding.
When will they start pregame coverage for this game? An hour?
Right after soccer ends.
Like an hour before the game, probably? Seven? When's the game? 8:15?
8:15, 8:20, somewhere in that range. I would. This will be like their whole Sunday Night Football crew, right?
No.
Oh,
so
no, they're all in tomorrow. Kansas City. Right.
It's Noah Eagle, right. Todd Blackledge, Friday night, and someone else. Kaylee Hartung, she's prime, right?
They will have some sort of at least 2 hours worth of studio stuff.
No way.
Yes. Peacock, yes.
2 hours?
Yes.
They have a show tonight somewhere in the family, like previewing the season. There's an NBC-produced.
I think by 6 o'clock our time. Right, the game kicks off at 8:15, 8:20. By 6 o'clock, they are on the air with Jason Garrett and say whatever, like some version of what they do for Sunday Night Football and Thursday Night Football. I'd be stunned if they didn't do that.
Coverage begins at 7.
Oh.
Kickoff at 8:15. Kaylee Hartung was correct, by the way. All so right. Thank you.
Wow, I'm so wrong here.
And there is pregame on-site coverage with, you know, of course, it's another famous announcer's son, Jack Collinsworth. So there you go. Tony Dungy and Rodney Harrison.
Oh, I'm so happy Tony Dungy still has a paying gig in the league. Good for him.
He's that interesting. Then Sunday, it's back to like the main crew from Detroit. Rams-Lions is Sunday night. That's the highest total of the weekend, I believe. 51. And the show I was talking about tonight, this is like an ad now, NBC and Peacock, 9 o'clock tonight on NBC, NFL kickoff eve, with the Good Morning Football crew. And, I mean, no. No. Never, ever, ever. I like football, but never, ever, ever am I watching this. Or the Peacock pregame, despite Bulldog's plea. Because I don't know. If I don't get to find out on Twitter what is happening pregame on the field, then I don't. I guess I'm just going to have to suffer.
Yeah.
I do love the matchup. I wish it were sort of, well, no, it's fine. It's prime time. It's a standalone game. So assuming I get to be able to watch it somewhere, I mean, I like the matchup a lot. Green Bay Philly is good.
You'll get word on Twitter. It just won't be from people in the stadium. Someone in the stadium will tell Adam Schefter what Christian Watson just did in warmups, and then that'll get out. Like, it'll just be one step removed. That's all.
Yeah. The reporters will text. Like, what would Sal do? If it's the Bills, he's
right.
texting you.
Yeah.
And then you say it.
Or Zach or someone. Right. He's letting us know what's going on.
Or we're on the line with him.
Yeah, right. If it's important, it'll get out there. But
close call. It could have been in Brazil, the Bills.
Yeah,
close
right.
call.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Whew. Yeah. I don't like it. I mean, everything that we've already talked about here, the players feeling threatened, like they're being instructed to not really leave the hotel, or maybe not exactly at all leave the hotel. Just competitively, you should not have to start your season on a Friday night in South America.
That's generally good advice.
Competitively, I just don't. It just sucks. I mean, I'm relieved it's not the Bills. Because I mean, London is the same thing, and you know, everybody's got to go through it, but everyone doesn't go through it every year. You take turns being disadvantaged, and you shouldn't have to. In a league that prints money the way this league prints money, they should not have to add in competitive disadvantages. They just shouldn't. They don't need to. It should be the most equitable thing it can be. I mean, the schedule notwithstanding, it's going to be a perfect beast. Time off and rest and all that, but get the hell out of here with South America.
Wow. I think it's probably better that it's week one for these teams than, you know, in the middle of the season.
Sure.
But, you know, you made your point. 803-0550, Bills Cardinals Sunday at 1 here on WGR. Bulldog didn't want me to tell you, but he got sniped in this draft last night.
No,
absolutely
by,
sniped.
By you.
By me.
Only,
I'll trade him to you.
The only like, borderline original thought I had during the whole draft. You know, the draft, you look at the rankings, like, okay, that guy makes sense. That guy makes sense. That guy makes sense. At one point, pretty late, I don't know, was it halfway through maybe? A little later than that. Yeah, I'm looking at the board, and, you know, there's probably 20 guys ahead of him. The player that I like, I noticed Jameson Williams. I'm like, ooh, I like that idea. We should do that. I said, don't. That'll be good. Like, you know.
He was on board?
Yeah. He's like, yeah, let's do that. And then you were right before us, and you got him, and I swore at you.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is what happened.
Yeah. It made me feel like it was a credible idea because you took him. And I obviously mean that as a compliment.
Yes, I'd take it as one.
Because you know what you're doing. I don't really know what I'm doing. And that burned me doubly. I don't even care about not getting the player. It was just I had this idea. And I thought it was a good idea, and you validated it by preventing me from acting on the idea. I didn't get to use the idea.
I felt badly about it for two reasons. One, I feel badly about everything. And two, you know, I had Goff, so I did it. I don't even really love Jameson Williams as a draft pick this year. Like, he's definitely not a my guy.
You just needed somebody for Goff.
Right. Yeah. I wanted somebody to put with Goff. It sort of fit right. But I'm already... My staff is already putting offers together, but you're too proud for that. You're not going to trade for him now.
I'm not going to trade for him. No.
You know, I wanted him, but I'm not going to give you what you want for him. No, it's over.
Right.
It's over. He's dead to me. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
That's what your staff is saying.
Yeah, my team is on the floor.
You're dead. This Jameson Williams idea died right
my
there.
My team is on the floor.
Just
well,
like
most of them are on the floor. T.J. Hockenson's not on the floor, but whatever. I just figured, hey, we'll squat on him all year. We'll see if he gives me something in October or November.
Just like Quentin Johnston to the Bills.
What's this now?
What once Quentin Johnston went off the board 2 years ago? Don't tell anybody that he was going to be our pick. This does not get out. I have no idea if that was going to be their pick, but wouldn't you love to know that?
No, yes. Yes.
I mean, that's a disaster so far.
Yes.
Johnston. None of those guys was amazing. Flowers was good as a rookie. Good. Very good. Zay Flowers for Baltimore.
I think Addison was comparable.
Addison was okay. He was good.
They're both around 70 catches. I don't remember touchdowns, but.
All right. And then JSN was a disappointment. Maybe I like him. I drafted him last night, too. I like him a lot this year, more than Jameson Williams. And then Johnston has been nowhere there. But he's got a chance. I mean, they have invested in him, and they don't have really other guys.
There's not a lot of traffic there. That's right.
That is Nance and Romo, by the way, Raiders Chargers, week one.
Wow.
I mean, not a high-profile CBS slate. Here this week.
No, really. Miami Jacksonville might be the best game from like a contender standpoint. Like, you know, teams, I mean, Jacksonville missed last year, but whatever. They've been, you know, at least
that's all right.
decent. And that's a pretty bad best game, I think.
Yeah, you know, interesting. Like, there's not a lot of great matchups week one. Bills Cardinals is pretty good, actually, compared to everything else. The best four matchups in week one are all at night. Baltimore-Kansas City has to be one of them.
Lions-Rams is great, Packers-Eagles is good, and Jets-Niners.
Yep.
Those are probably the four best games. Not a coincidence.
Yeah, they got that right. Yeah.
The four best games of the weekend.
I agree. Yeah. After that, it's not long before you get to like Tennessee-Chicago as like a good-looking game, just because I don't know how interested people will be in Tennessee, but Chicago, obviously, a lot of new there. Williams looks like the real deal, so that's exciting. And who knows, you know, Tennessee, what I like them. But I, you know, that's not a great matchup, but you'd get to it pretty fast. It's not a CBS game either, by the way. But
you have all the rookie quarterbacks scattered around on Sunday too. I mean, Penix isn't starting and McCarthy is hurt and May isn't starting either, I guess, but you know, kind of scattered around the slate. Knicks in Denver, that's a late game. You mentioned Chicago with Williams, and then Jaden Daniels
is late too,
is at
right.
Tampa.
Yeah.
Washington at Tampa for his debut. 803-0550. What is the best single thing you could get from the Bills Sunday other than a win? We've had one name today brought up more than any other to this question. We'll get back into that and maybe hear from you next. Lines are open. This is Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.